K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, guys. Love your show, Nancy Fry Guy.
What's your name?
Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike. Good morning.
So, I have a little dilemma here.
What's the matter?
Got some drums.
Okay, so I've been friends with this girl. Her name is Sally. For a long time, we actually finally went out on a date.
Okay.
And everything was perfect. Like, this girl is amazing. So great. Like, I feel like she's the one.
Ooh.
Aww.
I actually even told her that.
Ooh.
And wow. I don't even think she believed me, but she now won't return my calls. Like, everything was perfect. I feel like we really hit it off. Sparks were flying, like, everything. And now I won't even hear from her.
So, love at first sight with Sally, then?
Yeah.
Aw.
Hope you didn't freak her out.
No. Maybe not.
Well, what we can do for you, Mike, we can put you on hold here for a second, grab Sally's phone number, give her a call, and find out what happened.
That would be amazing.
All right. Hold on just a second, okay?
Poor Mike.
Thanks.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
Mike, you said you had a really good date, and chemistry's big, Fry.
It's big. It's very important.
And you had that, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Aww.
Like, all the signs were there.
Hmm.
Well, strange. All right, well, hold on. Let me push the last couple digits of her phone number, and be real quiet, Mike. We'll see what she's got to say here, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi there. We are looking for Sally. Is she available?
This is she.
Hi, Sally. It's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM.
What's going on, Sally?
Oh, hi.
How are ya?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We're just going to take a few minutes of your time if you got some.
Okay, yeah.
You got time to talk then?
Yeah, I got time to talk.
All right, perfect. Well, here's the deal. We got a phone call from somebody who, longtime friend of yours. I understand he finally worked you down a little bit and got you to go out on a date, but he said he thought everything went great and felt some chemistry between you two, but he can't get a hold of you now.
Mike? You know Mike?
This is about Mike?
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about Mike.
Wow.
Oh, Sally? She hung up. Sally?
Really?
I think she did. That's the first time that's ever happened. Maybe we just got disconnected.
What, you want to try back?
Let's try it again.
All right, hold on a second.
Okay, that's weird. Hello? She's not there.
Dial her number.
Okay.
36. All right. Here we go again.
Hello?
Hey, Sal?
Did we get disconnected?
Did we hang up on you or something? Sorry.
No, I hung up. Did Mike make you call me?
Yeah. We do this thing called the second date, where when you go on a first date with somebody and sometimes if it doesn't work out, there's like a miscommunication or something. We try and help.
Yeah, he was just asking for a little help and find out what's going on, why you weren't reaching back out to him.
Yeah. He said that he thought you were like the one. He thought there was big mucho chemistry.
That's what did he tell you anything else about the date?
No.
No.
Sparks flying and he thought you were great and...
Okay. Well, there's no miscommunication. We went to a really great restaurant, nice Chinese place. I love Chinese food.
Yeah.
And started off awesome. And then he spent the entire night talking about all of his ex-girlfriends. All of them.
Like how
and
much?
All about them. I can tell you all about them. I can tell you what they like, what they don't, what their favorite foods are. Oh, the vacations they went on with their parents, their favorite color, anything.
Oh, my God. That bad, huh?
Oh, man. That was not the worst of it.
Oh,
great.
Do tell.
Well, might as well
please
spill it out there.
Okay. So he just keeps talking about his exes and then says, I have something to ask you.
Okay.
And you will never in a million years guess what this question was.
Okay, what? Day. What was
it? Yeah, please tell.
Right in the middle of the restaurant, everyone is around. It is a public restaurant, very full. He gets down on one knee.
What?
Pulls out a ring.
What?
And proposes.
Wow.
I was humiliated.
Oh, my gosh.
Weirdo. There's no miscommunication. There will be no second date.
Oh, my gosh.
So you said no.
Of course I said no.
Sorry, I had to.
Sally, we're meant to be together.
There he is.
I love you, Sally. It took me a long time to find you, and I feel like we're perfect for each other. And look, I want you to know I was talking about all my exes because I was showing how much better you were than all of them. If you remember, I was talking about how they screwed up and how they were so, like, weird. And, like, sure, I was talking about, like, favorite foods and vacations, but just so you can get to know how much better you are than they are.
That's not what you talk about on a first date. But I can't. You know what? After he asked me to marry him, he got all of the waiters and waitresses to chant, "Say yes, say yes."
Oh, no.
Public
People
spectacle.
Started taking out their phones and taking a video of it.
Oh, no.
God.
You don't have to humiliate somebody on a first date
like
that.
We've known each other for years.
No, we haven't. We met a few weeks ago.
Oh.
Yikes.
Well, it feels like
years. You seem to fall in love with every person you know, Mike.
Well, you know, it's all right, Mike. You know, you tried. And
I mean, you've had relationships, Fry, right?
Oh, I've had a lot of relationships.
Yeah.
But did you find out anything about Sally on the date?
Well, yeah. I mean, I thought she was perfect. I still am baffled. I don't understand.
So I'm thinking
everything was going great.
Well, she said early, no second date.
Yeah, she said that right off the bat.
You sticking with that, Sal?
Yeah, okay. No, absolutely not.
So that must not mean any marriage is in the works for you there, Mike. I'm sorry.
Sorry, man.
Well, thanks, guys.
Okay.
But I do have a question.
Sure.
Nancy, are you free Friday night?
Oh, my God.
You are single, right?
Go for it, Nancy.
I think we have to go back on the air. Thanks, Mike.
Hey, Sally, thank you for your time. Thanks for talking with us.
Sure thing.
Good luck.
All right, thanks, guys.